today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
I'm really excited, Jim. I've got another day of my travel log, kind of like Monday, where I talk about all the things I've seen as I journey across America's highways and byways. Jim? Jim, I need you here to do the podcast.
All right, guys, Patrick here, checking in. It's Monday morning, and you talk about Sunday morning coming down. Monday morning is coming down like a ton of bricks. But right now, I'm in Indiana. I just made a quick cross the river trip. That is a big, big river. I wanted to touch in Indiana just because, you know, it's an important state to all of us here on Rockin' Suburbs. And I wanted to add another state to the list of states I touched during this trip. But it is 9:30 Monday morning. It's coming down hard. I'm headed back to Falls Church. I will check in with you guys along the way with important facts, musical figurines, and other ephemera. It's Patrick here checking in. Just want to tell you a little bit about last night. I was, after the festival was over, I was able to have dinner and hang out with a friend of mine, David Streit, who lives in Louisville, has lived here for quite a while now, and grew up in Falls Church, man, in the hood, and we went to high school together at GCM. George C. Marshall Statesman. Let's go, Marshall. Toast Ghost. Anyway, you often hear me on this podcast talk about working at the record store and all those fun stories, but I don't know if I've ever told anyone or talked about who got me the job at the record store to begin with. That was David Streit, my buddy. I believe it might have been over Christmas one year. They needed some extra help, and David said, I know a guy, you know, who's fairly stable and has hair, used to have great hair, and So I ended up filling in for a few weeks there at Christmas time when they had some personnel issues with an illness or something with one of the regular guys, or I think might have had a back injury, I can't remember. But then a month or so later, they hired me back full time, and that sort of set off the record store journey. So big love to David Streit. It was so great to see him. We talked long into the night about friends old and new, and learned about his life, and it was really a fun time. So big love to Dave. You're going to hear him on the podcast because I got him on the hook now. And, you know, we had a couple conversations about different things, so we came up with some good ideas, and so it was great to see Dave. Just wanted to put that down on the record because, Streit, I love you, man. Just a quick reminder, the left lane is not for cruising. It's for passing. Get out of that lane if you're not passing somebody. You can't just ride there, folks.
Thank you for the Burger King. Can I help you?
Yeah, can I get the number 3 Impossible Whopper meal?
Small, medium, or large? It looks great.
Make it medium, and could I have a Diet Coke?
Okay, would that be all for you?
Yeah, that's it.
$6.90 at the second one, please. Thank you.
Thank you.
I want to report back on a couple things. Number 1, the Impossible Whopper. Excellent sandwich. Really wanted to give that a try because I know America has been raving about this sandwich. It's almost on par with the Popeye's spicy chicken sandwich craze, which I was lucky enough to take part in as well. So feel like I've been on the part of, anyway, not on the cusp really, but part of some pretty big national movements and sandwiches. So Impossible Whopper, great flavor. You can't really tell that it's not a beef burger or meat. It's really outstanding. Excellent job. A little heavy on the mayo from Burger King today, but can't hold that against them. I understand where they're going. Pickles and tomatoes, fresh and good. So I'm going to give that 2 thumbs up. Impossible Whopper. Number 2, wanted to check in and let you know about the Kentucky Welcome Center. Really good place. I stopped and picked up some good info. Free state map, and I definitely signed the register in as Rockin' the Suburbs and put down our contact info there in case the Kentucky tourism people want to get in touch with us. We are available to work with them. Finally, just found a podcast. I've been thinking a lot about Robert Plant, obviously from his great set on Saturday night. But he has a podcast called Digging Deep where he goes into some of the tunes he's recorded solo and with his combo, Led Zeppelin. He described them as a rock and roll trio with a wedding singer in front, not being him. But Really interesting podcast, pretty short, 15 to 20 minutes. It seems like most of the episodes talking about songs, called Digging Deep. Check it out. Also want to recommend the Around the NFL podcast if you need a recap of the day's games, which I obviously did because I did not get to watch any football yesterday of the American NFL type. Sad emoji here this week, man. Both the Bucks lost and the Browns lost too. So Bucks missed a field goal, 34 yards as time expired. But as Patrick signing off, I'll check in with you guys. I'm in the beautiful Daniel Boone National Forest in Kentucky, headed toward West Virginia and then home. Guys, Patrick checking in, climbing the mountains of eastern Kentucky. A couple things. VAR, are you for it or against it? Also, another reminder, the right lane is for cruising. The left lane is for passing. Thank you. Hey, guys, Patrick here. Goodbye, Kentucky. Hello, West Virginia. Almost heaven, West Virginia. There's got to be some better songs about West Virginia than that one.
I'm going back to the place that I used to call home. Back to the place where the antelope never roam. Wild West Virginia, home of the naive. This boy'd be mighty pleased to see them rolling hills. Rolling hills. Though I don't like John Denver, but I always will remember those rolling hills. I got a backwoods woman.
I believe John Denver died in a rocket explosion, didn't he? Wasn't he trying to go to space? Not sure. West Virginia Welcome Center, 8 miles coming up. This is where the road gets curvy and tricky, so I better put this mic down here. But I also wonder, what the hell are people thinking when I pass them or they pass me and they see a man in his late 60s, who looks much older, talking into a microphone as he's driving down the road. It's got to be a weird sensation. I've got the Zoom here on the seat, but they must think something pretty freaky is going on. He's all right. He's all right with me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Little moving into Echo Park Jimmy mode, folks. I think that'll be the rest of this little travel log right here. West Virginia. 16 miles to Barboursville, 56 miles to the capital city of Charleston. I'm on the road. Hey, guys, Patrick checking in. Couple things I wanted to note, mainly as I'm driving along here in Kentucky. Wanted to remember them for our own purposes here on Rockin' the Suburbs with Jim Linehan and Patrick Foster. You can find us on all the big social media platforms and also wherever fine podcasts are downloaded. I'd like to say we had a couple ideas. So I had a blast at the Bourbon and Beyond Festival in Louisville, Kentucky, hanging out with the Coops and met their friend Billy and his wife. One idea we came up with was bands that are better live than on record, and also a little offshoot of that, bands that are festival bands, you know, thinking about some of the groups that played that had a quieter sound. Does that really work at a festival? You know, case in point was Kurt Vile and the Violators. They played a set Sunday, and, you know, I enjoy his music quite a bit. I think it's great to sit back and listen to, but it's very languid, and it does, you know, occasionally build to sort of these barbed wire, tumbleweed kind of situations, but it's not a ton going on with the way he moves around on stage. You know, they're pretty sedentary in that situation too, so something to think about. You know, can you bring it at a festival and really, you know, please that crowd with what you need to do? Also, case in point, Trey Anastasio's set, where sounds like he pretty much adapted it to what he needed to do and did it pretty well. So, yeah, that's one idea, bands that are better live than on record, and you can interpret that however you want. And then the other one was an idea about bands and hotels, stories about bands and hotels. You know, what kind of crazy things have bands done in hotels, and famous hotel lore is there in rock and roll. There's such a connection, all the crazy things that have gone on. So that's another idea, rock and roll and hotels. If you have any other ideas, call us on the Suburban Party Line. bunch of numbers, and then 1984. Hey guys, Patrick here, checking back in with you on the road. Good to be on the road back home again. We'll get a little corner shop going here.
It's good to be on the trail from where my heart's at sail. Putting anchor down for friends and good beer. So I'll have another one, then I'll be moving on. It's good to be on the road back home again. Again. It's good to be on the road back home again.
Hey guys, Patrick checking in. Just want to let you know I fueled up at a Pilot. Picked up a cup of ice and a tea. A little tea for the way back should be good. Going to be getting into some music discussion as we roll forward on this journey home. But right now, I want to send this one out to the truckers. This is a song I think every sailor on the concrete sea should know. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, good morning, Mr. Trucker.
I'm leaving town tomorrow on another run. Be gone 500 miles before the day is done. Not that I like driving, it's the only thing that I can do. I got a bad case of the homesick truck driver blues. On the outskirts of town, there's a place I like to stop. In a great big closet, just a little old mom and pops. I need a cup of joe, keep my eyes open wide. I'll need them on the road until the end of the line. I'll have a cup of coffee, then I gotta be on my way.
Guys, Patrick here. Just rolled through Charleston, West Virginia. I'm now on Route 79 East, headed toward Parkersburg, maybe? I don't know. But I will tell you this. I just found a podcast dedicated to fish. I'm not a giant fish fan, as many of you might know, but I don't mind them. I've seen them a couple times and written about them. And I think they've done some really interesting things, some of the festivals they've put on and some of the interesting shows they've done. So I'm going to give this a listen. I think it's somewhere in the neighborhood of 30 minutes. I'll check back in with you people and give you a review in no time at all. Guys, Patrick here, checking in with a quick thought. What about a billboard advertising rock in the suburbs? That might be pretty effective, actually. I don't know what those things cost, but think about it. How many eyes, pairs of eyes see that? You're on the road. You need a podcast. Why not tune in to RTS Rockin' the Suburbs Pod? Might be an idea. I'll talk with Jim about it when I return, but think about it. Billboard might be pretty poppin'. Hey guys, Patrick here, checking in from the mountains of West Virginia. I am up in it now. And I'll tell you this, just listen to Long May They Run, a fish podcast, and I would definitely recommend it for you folks. It's kind of funny. This first episode was all about the festivals they've created, including Clifford Ball, the festival they did down in Florida at the turn of the millennium, and some other things like that. And they really kind of get into it. Obviously, it's been created with the band's stamp of approval. You know, they have all the members sort of talking on there, and it very much sounds like a fish company project. Yeah, I would definitely recommend it. It's very interesting, about 40 minutes. Definitely worth a listen. You know, they did some really cool stuff at like Clifford Ball. They played like three sets and then they got on a flatbed truck at like 2 o'clock in the morning and drove slowly through the camping area and played another set for like a half an hour. So they would do things like that. And just coming from Bourbon and Beyond, you know, a big 3 day long, hot, giant festival. You know, the fish talks on there about, thinking that about 4 hours of music per day is enough at a festival, and the rest of the time was dedicated over to time to explore all the other stuff, the art and some of the happenings and things like that, you know, which is kind of cool. I one point I'm kind of quibbling with is the undertone of this podcast sort of seems to be that Phish created a lot of festival atmosphere, but obviously what they did at Clifford Ball and other places sure sounds a lot like Woodstock to me. But hey, what do I know? You know, Bourbon and Beyond, that was a sensory overload from the moment you get there to the moment you leave. There's music coming from somewhere or another, whether it's on the big stage, you know, on that podcast, they talk about that constant boom, 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 boom sound that's constantly in your head, and music coming from the tents, and, you know, there's another stage at the back of the arena, and all this stuff. It's really a sensory overload, and you're pretty ragged by the time you get out of there. And if you've been drinking the free Lagunitas IPA, you feel like pretty worn down. So, yeah, really interesting. If you're interested in festivals, take a listen to Long May They Run. Definitely more good than bad in that podcast, and I think it's very professionally done, man. That's for damn sure. So yeah, check it out if you're a music person. I think you might like it. Love to hear what you think. And love to hear your thoughts on festivals. You know, one they talk about in there that's really interesting is the Horde Festival, which I believe occurred sometime around 92. I know Blues Traveler, Spin Doctors, gosh, I don't know if Counting Crows were involved, but bands like that, I think, were on that tour. And that was kind of an interesting one. Cool beans, man, cruising through West Virginia. And I know you guys might not like Phish that much, but here's a little Phish song that I think you're going to enjoy.
Well, many years ago now, I really can't be sure. That's when it all began then. I heard that knock upon my door.
Hey guys, Patrick here, just checking in from West Virginia, just past a town called Beckley, West Virginia. It reminds me of our good friend John Beckley from Potbelly Subs. Always stop in and get a delicious submarine sandwich, salads, cookies, shakes, and more soups at Potbelly. He's a good friend of ours, and in honor of John, he's a big fan. Here's a little bit of Tommy Keane on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Hey guys, Patrick checking in on the way back to the suburbs of D.C. I'm riding through West Virginia, and I'm near a town here called Flatwoods, West Virginia. I picked up a brochure at my last Welcome Center stop on the Flatwoods Monster. I don't know much yet, but I will try to learn more for you folks. Apparently something happened here in September of 1952 that changed history forever. But I'm passing through the area right now, and I'm telling you, I'm getting a little bit of a weird vibe right now. It's a little bit strange. There's some weird vibrations going on. I can't exactly say what it is. Some of the dials and gauges here in my car are flip-flopping and kind of going haywire just for a little bit here. The radio has been flashing on and off, and there's a weird fog that sort of enveloped the car on top of this mountain. So I've got the hazards on, and I'm sort of looking around to see what I can see. But I will learn more about the monster and try to check in with you guys later. Hey guys, Patrick here, checking in, and you know, it's one of those situations where you're driving on a highway long trip, right lane head closed, it's going to squeeze down to one lane, and of course, what are you behind? A garbage truck. Guess what? Big kudos to this garbage truck driver, he is hauling ass, man. This is not a painful situation at all. Shout out to that garbage truck driver from Rockin' the Suburbs. Guys, Patrick checking in from West Virginia. Heavy, heavy rain in the mountains right now. Heavy, heavy rain. It is the law. Wipers on, headlights have to be on. Also, folks, highway workers, give them a break. They're employees of our states and our cities, and it's important to watch out for them and support them and keep them safe. You've really got to be respectful of them. So give those highway workers a break when you're out here on America's highways and byways. Hey guys, Patrick checking in. Really quick thought. Would they still have those Nutter butter, peanut butter sandwich cookies that were shaped like a peanut? Hey guys, Patrick here. Just looking at the gas gauge and checking in with you guys. I was reminded of a time, probably 2-3 years ago, I tried an experiment of buying gas 1 gallon at a time. I would pull into the gas station, buy 1 gallon of gas exactly, spend $2.50 or whatever it was, and then I would, you know, head on my way. And then I would pull in when I started to get low and buy another gallon. Let me tell you, that was not a good idea. I mean, I wanted to make sure it wasn't a good idea, but I tried it. And that was a pain in the ass, to be completely frank with you, to get gas 1 gallon at a time. So I would not recommend that to anybody. Hey guys, Patrick just checking in. I'm on Route 68, headed toward Cumberland, Maryland. I'm enjoying a fabulous duet between Katy Perry and Snoop Dogg. Zucchinis, martinis, no weenies, just the king and the queenie. Katy, my lady, look at here, baby. I'm all up on you, cause you represent California. Guys, Patrick checking in from wild and wonderful West Virginia. Just another tip for you highway travelers. Do not flush paper towels down the toilet at the restrooms, whether that be at your state rest stop or your truck stop, your Pilot, your Flying J, any of those places. Little Sandy's truck stop where I just was in West Virginia. Please be courteous to the employees and management and do not flush the paper towels down the toilet. Thank you. Hey guys, Patrick here checking in from the road. Just want you guys to remember one thing. Before there was Blondie, there was the Paragons. Every man wants you to be his girl, but I'll wait, my dear, till it's my turn. I'm not the kind of man who gives up just like that. No, the tide is high, but I'm holding on. I'm gonna be your number one. The tide is high, but I'm holding on. Hey guys, Patrick here, checking in, getting closer and closer to home, and this wild, wonderful, crazy odyssey is about to come to an end, but I just stopped off to get some fuel at the Exxon station there. I paid $2.65, so I've definitely been missing out on some of the bargains. Normally, as I said, I like to stop at a Pilot or a Flying J, but there just weren't any on this stretch of road here in Maryland mountains, and I tell you what, man, I needed the fuel because I was on the light. How often do you hear this phrase in modern life these days? Would you like a receipt? I always say yes, just to... probably it's a waste of trees. I probably should not do that. But, you know, I figured if they're going to go to the trouble to print one up, I'll take it. So that's just where I stand on receipts. Be recapping the whole weekend, some of the highlights coming up here. I've just been turning over a few thoughts in my mind. But as we roll on home, let's hear a little something from the fabulous George Jones.
Why you make me cry, baby, cry, baby, cry, baby, cry. I can't help but love you till the day that I die. So tell me why, baby, ah, baby, why. Well, now I've got a crow I wanna pick with you, just like last time when the feathers flew. You're running wild, kicking up your heels, leaving me home with a handful of bills. I can't live without you, and you know it's true.
Hey guys, Patrick checking in. Big time rainstorm. Listen to that rain pounding on the Kia Soul. Intense, man. We need the rain around these parts, but this is intense. Hey guys, Patrick here checking in. Just stopped off to get a little snack. I went with the Chewy Jolly Ranchers. I hope that's not a bad decision. If anyone's had them and enjoyed them, call us on the Suburban Party line right now. The phone lines are open. 1-800-SUBURBS-POD. And here again, I got the receipt. And, you know, as I think about it, obviously, I'm going to be billing all these travel expenses back to Jim. So I hope he's ready with his little green peaked visor to add up all my charges and get me reimbursed. The Suburb Spot policy is 24 hours upon receipt of your expense receipts that you will get reimbursed in cash. I will also take gold bullion and cryptocurrency. Bitcoin is fine too. I have a Bitcoin account and I have a lot of fun with that too. Couple of highlights. Let's just go through some of the highlights from the weekend. More than that, 4-day trip, really, as we're coming back now. Friday, everything. You know, it was a fun ride out to Louisville. Fantastic stop at Used Kids Records in Columbus. Really had a great stop at Shake It in Cincinnati. And just really had a good time and found, you know, some records as I talked about. That was a blast, man. I'm a little bummed I didn't get to see Fogerty. I heard the set was great, and he really was very gregarious and talked about that, as you've heard. But, you know, you do what you got to do to get yourself to the place you need to be. So, next up, Saturday. Man, what a great day Saturday was. It was just a lot of fun hanging with the Coops, going out to the festival, you know, had a fun interview with Maggie Rose, and just really had a good time overall seeing the bands. Love seeing Squeeze. That was a big highlight of the day for me. A bunch of really fun stuff to do out at the festival, really walking around, getting to know some people in the media tent, interviewing a Bourbon Master and some of the interviews you guys have heard. And then, of course, Robert Plant's set was just killer, knockout killer that night. Sunday, really good time. I mean, waking up, you know, a little grogged from the Much Bourbon and Much Beyond, and really just having a great time going out to the festival. I was real happy that, you know, the Coops were still in great spirits, and those guys are warriors. Let me tell you, they can rock and roll a lot harder than I can anymore. And it was great to see Scott and talk to him, get him on mic and get him on the show and introduce his voice to you listeners. And without a doubt, man, it was really great to hear Coop's friend Billy get on the mic and give his impressions. He's a real fun guy, and we kind of hung out and talked to him later on. And I also, earlier in the day, had a moment to drive around Louisville a little bit, Guest Room Records, see the new soccer stadium they're building there for Louisville FC, and also check out the Louisville Cardinals stadium as well. So big thanks to everyone who suggested that. Also, I got to admit, I was staying in a hotel that I probably do not belong in. It's one of those places when you walk in and you're like, whoa, this is way too nice for me to be here. And I definitely had a fun time staying there. I was able to check out the pool briefly. Finally, you know, it was awesome to have dinner with my old buddy Dave Stride, and I hope to get his voice on the air at some point. We can talk about some of the old record store days and some of the crazy stuff we did back at Musicland. So as I roll through Hagerstown, Maryland, and I-270 is coming in sight, the home stretch, folks, really just want to let you guys know and let the Bourbon and Beyond people know what a fun time it was, and glad to do it for you people. Any festival you want to send me to, happy to do a travel log. And plenty of freaked out people watching a guy drive down the road holding the microphone in his hand talking into it. So love to hear what their reactions are. Call the Suburban Party Line. It's open now on suburbspod.com. Hey guys, Patrick checking in. Just got to break in and tell you something real quick. That really perfect thing came up on the playlist. It's M Ward's version of Daniel Johnston's To Go Home. So not only am I at the end of a long journey heading home, we've been talking a lot about Daniel Johnston, rest in power, and you know, his interpretations, as other artists interpretate his music, I should say. It's been really powerful. And this M. Ward version, To Go Home, is one of my very, very favorites. Dark night on a long highway, little lights on the houses say, somebody's staying up late. Open me, my mind no slip, sailing on a sinking ship, into the sunset. Somebody
this journey is about to end, folks. I'm rolling right now into the state of Virginia. I don't live very far in there from Maryland. I'm going across the Potomac River right now, and hometown's in sight. So I want to thank everybody for hanging with me, hanging with us. And, you know, Jim and I really appreciate every single person who listens to this podcast and all the nice things that we've heard keep us going and keep us doing it. So remember, we're here for you. If you have any ideas, let us know. If you want to send me to another music festival, send us your ideas. You can always support us on the Patreon as well. That's the kind of thing that makes it possible for me to do this, and all those kind of things. You know, it doesn't come easy, but we can work it out. And if you have great ideas, we'd love to pursue them. If you know bands we should talk to or artists we should interview, let us know. Just as much your show as ours, and you know, your listeners are smarter than we are. That's what we always say. Along with, the listeners weren't listening, who would listen? So that's just a piece of wisdom that we'd like to pass along to you guys. But yeah, I'm in Virginia, back in Virginia now. Folks, I made it through 7 or 8 states or whatever the hell it was, and had a blast. So thanks to everybody. Thanks to Coop. And you know, follow us on social media, all that stuff. We're at Suburbs Pod. And if you could just take a minute and go to iTunes and leave us a rating, it's easy to do, 5 stars. And then just, you know, leave us a quick review like, hey, I love the podcast, or Patrick's insane and needs professional help as soon as possible. That would be great as well. And you know, anytime you want to get together for a show, go out to see a band and grab a drink, Jim will probably be up for that. I'm going to need to sleep for about 4 days to catch up from these 4 days I've been burning the candle at both ends. I'm an old man. And I'm so glad to be back on the road, back home, and almost there. So we'll talk to you guys next week. Jim, I need you here to do the podcast.
Not really, though.
That's what's funny, is it doesn't actually make any sense.